Karmic Journey Podcast. This is Jennifer Jones Bryant, your two-time best-selling author, your career coach, life coach, and speaker. Today, I have the amazing Dr. Cheryl Wood. She is an international motivational speaker, 11-time best-selling author, leadership expert, and master speaker development coach for women. She teaches women the power of owning their story and unleashing the power of their voice. Dr. Wood has trained women leaders across the U.S. in as far as South Africa, India, France, United Kingdom, and Bahamas. She empowers women leaders to get out of their comfort zone, courageously take risks, and create a living legacy using their voice. You may have seen this powerhouse on Black Enterprise, Good Morning Washington, Fox 5 News, a whole host. I can't go through all the names. I'm just naming a few. So I just wanted to welcome Dr. Cheryl Wood. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
I love your energy. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so I tell you, you're out there. You know my signature line is you're out there igniting fire. And you are really, really all about the inspiration and empowerment. And so my question for you is, can you tell the listening audience what challenge that you may have faced in your personal or professional life that you've had to overcome?
You know what? The first thing for me that comes to mind is just my own negative, toxic self-talk. That was my biggest challenge because I grew up in an environment of poverty and scarcity as a young child. And so everything about the idea of showing up and being a giant in the world and an influencer who could impact other people's lives, like everything about my past said, no, that's not possible. So it took me a long time to kind of wrap my brain around the idea that I could be a person who was on stages all across the world, pouring into other people's lives, because I felt like, who am I to be on anybody's stage? Who am I to be at the front of anybody's room sharing anything when I felt like I was lacking so much? So, you know, grew up in poverty, was a product of a single parent household, didn't go to college. So, you know, I felt like I had all these strikes against me. I felt like, you know, nobody will ever feel like I'm good enough because I don't have enough letters behind my name. And it's just that vicious cycle just kept going and going. And finally, I had to decide to interrupt that conversation and to create a completely new narrative to say everything that I've experienced in my past, you know, it doesn't define me. It doesn't dictate who I can become. And so really shifting my mindset, working on what I was saying to myself, disconnecting the toxic thoughts and plugging in positive, affirmative conversation with myself, that was my biggest challenge. And it took me years to do that when I first got started in business. Because look, the reality is, if you don't believe you're enough, you can't convince anybody else that you're enough. And if you don't believe in your expertise, then nobody's going to pay you for your expertise. So it was something that I had to work on. But it took me really years to really pull back the layers of my own negative self-talk and self-belief so that I could stand in a place of power.
I love that. I love that. So what advice would you give those? Because you're out there in the circuit and you have the powerful and amazing Facebook group called Impact Nation, and you got your speaker Vocalize Academy. So what tips are you providing to women to get out of their own ways, to rid themselves of the self-sabotaging thoughts?
Well, I think number one is just to have a self-awareness of the fact that you might have self-sabotaging thoughts. Like if you're not moving forward on some specific project or goal, then you need to ask yourself why. What's holding me back? Typically people who are procrastinating on pursuing a dream, it's a reason. There's something, underlying factors that go into your lack of movement and motion towards creating this life that you really want to create. And I find that a lot of times that is connected to negative self-talk, self-sabotaging, limiting beliefs. It's connected to our own fears that we haven't addressed. And sometimes it's connected to the people that we're around. So really just taking an assessment of why you're not moving. Why am I stuck? Is it because I am afraid to get uncomfortable? Is it because I'm afraid to try new things? Is it because I'm afraid of what other people are going to say? Am I scared that, you know, I'm going to pursue it and I'm going to fall flat on my face and people are going to be watching? Like, whatever that thing is, like, uproot it and be willing to face it head on. That's the first step. And then the second step is to really be proactive in shifting whatever the self-talk or the limiting belief or the negative behavior is. And that means you have to catch yourself. Every time you are doing it, that thing again, every time you're telling yourself you can't or it'll never happen for you, or every time you are self-sabotaging, you have to catch it right in the midst of it and say, wait, right now I choose to take a different course, or I choose to try something new. Because you have to always ask yourself, you know, my past behaviors or my current behaviors and attitudes and thinking, is that working for me? And if it's not working for you, then it's important that you identify how you can start to shift that. And then I think the third step is to surround yourself with other people who are reflective of how you want to live out your life. So if you want to have a positive, optimistic outlook on life, if you want to have an abundance mindset, if you want to grow a successful business, then you need to be in an environment where those people in that environment are the reflection of the very things that you want to become. Because what happens is, it's just like I said at the beginning of the session, that your energy was so great, right? Energy is infectious. It's contagious. Yes. So when you're around other people who are pursuing their dreams, who are just like blazing through their own fears, who are facing their challenges head on and their obstacles, they're resilient and they're bouncing back every time they get set back, that is going to rub off on you. And that's the kind of stuff you want to rub off. You want to be around the people who are encouraging you to elevate your thinking, to upgrade what you're saying to yourself. You want to be around people who have their own mess that they're dealing with, but yet they're not allowing it to hold them hostage to a reality that they don't love. And the more you're around that, the more you're going to be like a sponge and just soak that all in, and you're going to start to see the impact and the effects of that.
Absolutely. And here's the key too, because you are a huge proponent of collaboration. And as such, it's the importance of your tribe. And as you were saying, your last point of who you are around is important because of the energy. And I think sometimes people don't realize, and I know when I was in my season of purging, as I keep calling it, purging, getting ready for my next, there were certain things and certain people and certain behaviors I had to rid myself of. And sometimes when you are an entrepreneur, you'll feel like you're on an island by yourself, but it's okay to look at other women and say, okay, how can we work together? So I love your Impact Nation group. And I just love the energy that's inside the group and the people who I've been able to connect with. So I definitely wanted to tell you thank you for that. And people are missing a treat if they're not part of this group. I do want to ask you now, now that you took us through the journey of getting rid of self-limiting thoughts, right? And you went out there, what's something that you believe that you failed at? And did that stop you from moving forward? Obviously, it didn't. We see you now. But I think people always see the win, but they don't necessarily see the struggle.
Yeah, definitely. So I call it in the middle. Like, what happened in the middle? Because a lot of times, you know, successful people will share their beginning and then their current. But I'm like, well, what happened in the middle? Like, how did you get over that and through that and past that pothole? And how did you get to the space where you are now? So I love that question, because I think in the middle is so important. Well, first of all, we don't have enough time to talk about all the stuff I failed at.
Can you just give me one? Just give me one.
But yes, I failed miserably at charging what I was worth. I failed miserably at doing that. And again, that goes back to my own belief system about my value. When you don't believe that you have value, then you can't get out into the marketplace and offer value and put a price tag on it. So for years, I was doing things in the marketplace for free. And then even once I started charging, especially in the speaker circuit, it was nowhere near the level that it should have been based on the level of value I was bringing in. So I wasn't even aware of my own level of value. And so I had to intentionally, like, really, really face that about myself, that, Cheryl, why don't you feel that you're worthy of these mm-hmm. premium price point opportunities, these premium level, high ticket level customers? Like, what is it about you that makes you feel like you can't acquire that, or you're not worthy of that? And so again, it took me peeling back the layers, a lot of personal development, reading books, hiring coaches for me to unveil why I had some of the behaviors that I had. And a part of it was my fear of rejection. So I hated feeling like I was being rejected. So I didn't want to offer something for sale and someone say no. But the reality of it is, people say no all the time, and you get through all the no's to get to the yes. Like, that's just a part of sales.
Yes.
You know, I know that now, mm-hmm. right? I know that now, and I can articulate that so eloquently now, but it was not like that when I was in the midst of it. I was like, I don't want to sell. I don't want to ask them. They might say no, right? I was like, my palms would be sweating. And I would be scared that whatever price I put on it, that they wouldn't feel like it was worth that. Like, that was my own head trash. That was my own stuff that I needed to deal with. Because people are going to invest, and they're going to invest at a level at which you bring your expertise to the table. I had a lot of expertise. I just didn't believe it. And the moment I started to shift my mindset and start to believe it, it started to shine through in my energy and how I showed up and my levels of confidence and what I was producing, the content, like all of it started to just become this cycle of people being able to see the value because I believe the value now. So I cannot overemphasize the urgency and the importance of women entrepreneurs being able to see their own value before they ever try to take it into the marketplace and put a price tag on it.
Absolutely. And what I love about that is that you dealt with self first in terms of your relationship with money to figure out, why am I in this space? And then once you recognize the power of your expertise, you were like, okay, I'm valuable. And this is how much I'm going to charge. And I'm with this. And I love that you shared that. So when we come back from the break, I do want to ask you about the importance of having a mentor. And I want to ask, who inspired you? We'll be right back after the break.
Hello out there in Radio Land. This is Tamala J. Coleman, host of Amazing Grace on Faith Broadcast. Listen every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on RadioPublic.com, Spotify.com, Anchor.fm, and also tune in to Facebook Watch Live, as you will hear some great, inspiring, encouraging stories weekly. Again, that is Amazing Grace with your host, Tamala J. Coleman.
Hi, this is Jennifer Bryant, life coach, career coach, consultant, speaker, from Reaching Within, an Empowerment Journey. Welcome. I want to share with you about my 30-day journal to overcoming personal challenge to achieve professional success. It is a uniquely crafted 30-day interactive journal where I share my story of how I overcame traumatic events and climbed the corporate ranks from clerk typist to executive. This journal provides inspirational quotes, blank pages, and prompts that will empower you to reflect and set goals to achieve personal and professional success. These coaching prompts will help you reach within to balance your life through maintaining a positive attitude and mindset, enhancing self-awareness, managing stress, and handling disappointment. Reach within to regain your power to live your life victoriously and successfully. You can find my book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can order it directly from my site at reachingwithinempowerment.com. back to the Empowerment Journey podcast. I am chatting with Dr. Cheryl Wood. I tell you, this 30 minutes is zooming on by, and I'm trying to get to the most important questions, but the content and the info that she's leaving with us today is making me yearn for more. So back to the question. My question for you, Dr. Cheryl, is who has been your mentor, and can you share with the listening audience the power of having a mentor?
Yeah, I think there's a combination. I think mentors and coaches are equally as important in your life. All of my mentors primarily have been people who they had some personal stake in, you know, mm-hmm. my success. So they connected with me. We developed some type of relationship. They saw greatness in me and were willing to put their neck out on the line to either support me in some kind of way, offer me opportunities, refer me, et cetera, et cetera. So there are quite a few mentors that I've had along my journey. One of the main ones, her name is Peggy Morris. She's the founder of Sisters for Sisters Network Incorporated, and she was a huge mentor.
Yes, we are sisters through there.
Because Peggy saw more greatness in me than I saw in myself when I first started. And I remember she used to offer me the opportunity to come into her networking meetings and talk to the women. It would be 100 or 150 women in the room. And then she was like, Cheryl, come and sell your books. And that was one of the first people who got me on track in terms of getting used to selling and offering something, not just empowering and inspiring people. So she's been a huge mentor in my life. People like Linda Clemens, who is a body and sales language expert, has been a mm-hmm. huge influence in my journey, who I have a personal relationship with. So there are a lot of mentors. And then there's some people who mentor me from afar, and I don't ever get to actually mm-hmm. work with them up close and personal. People like Tony Robbins, people like, you know, Brian Tracy, Les Brown, and the list goes on and on. But then I've invested in coaches, right? So that's a big difference. Coaches, I feel like my mentors, they cheer for me, they support me, they encourage me. They're a safe space where I can share, you know, certain challenges I might be facing. They willingly offer opportunities to me. But then coaches, when I'm investing, I'm looking for a strategic step-by-step plays. I'm looking for blueprints on how I can laser focus on some part of my business that will allow me to increase my impact and my revenue. And so one of the biggest, I always am investing in myself. So I could give you a laundry list of people I have invested in as coaches, but one of the big names is Lisa Nichols. And I often share the story of coming into her space, you know, seeing that she's already 30, 40 steps ahead of me because she's been in the game 15 years longer than me. So of course she knows some stuff I don't know yet. And I wanted access to that knowledge. So you got to put your money where your mouth is. And so a couple years ago, I invested in I'd seen her speak a lot of times. I invested in going to conferences, but I wanted a up close and personal relationship. And so I invested $40,000 to go and have a 1-day VIP day with her. I flew out to Calabasas, California. That was on my dime. My hotel was on my dime, plus the $40,000 investment. But I knew I was worth it. And I knew who I was becoming. So when you know that you're sowing into good soil, and I am very good soil, and I want every one of you listening to know you are very good soil to sow into, and every investment you make is a worthwhile investment. And so that's been one of my most profound experiences in terms of coaching, not just because of the level of the investment, but because the level of the return on the investment.
Awesome. So Dr. Cheryl, let me ask you this. I know that you have a lot of things going on in the community across the globe. What event do you have going on next that the listening audience should be trying to get to, attend, or any? I talk about this Impact Nation Facebook group. you want to share? You want to share all your goodies?
I think I would highly recommend that people, especially, you know, women in business, come over and join the Impact Nation community. All you have to do is go to Facebook and literally you can type in Impact Nation community and join us. And it is an open public community specifically designed as what I call the place where passionate entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs, call this home. Because it's a safe space, it's non-judgmental, we're supportive of each other, we love on each other, we share resources. We have conversation and dialogue about succeeding and winning in business. So it's just a great community to be in. We're about
and we
to
cheer each other on too. We definitely
and
do
cheer
that.
For each other. Yeah, mm-hmm. And hold each other accountable. Like yes. If you say you're gonna do something, like tell us so we can call you on your stuff if you're not doing it. We want to help hold you accountable for doing greater and achieving greater. And I'm excited that we're about to expand that community with a VIP component of Impact Nation, which actually yeah. will be called Elevation Entourage. So Elevation Entourage will be our smaller entourage group, not small, but smaller than the overall community, where people will have an opportunity to invest in actually being in a more intimate environment where we have monthly coaching sessions. We have experts who come in and teach on very specific business topics. There's higher level of accountability, peer-to-peer accountability, as well as expert accountability from my perspective, feeding and pouring into and serving those who are in that program. So we'll be actually launching that in a week, within the next week. And I'm pumped, I'm excited, because I already know the value that's in the public group. So just imagine the higher level of value that you're gonna get in the VIP group.
Listen, folks, you will definitely get your money's worth. I got my email, I believe, on yesterday. Yesterday was just super busy, but I got to get in there and register. I mean, it's so worth it. Skip a lunch, skip a dinner.
Yes.
You got to show up to go up. That's what it's about. That is what it's about, investing in yourself. And you definitely will get your return on investment plus more, because the level of people and competence and expertise that's sitting in those groups is beyond what you would ever imagine. So I love that you have this Elevation Entourage. That name itself just, whoo. Like I said, I'm about throwing the fire, but I need to go in there and sign up. Now, I know that you are 11-time best-selling author. Do you have any new books on the horizon?
You know what? I have a brand new book that is coming out this month. It's actually a book anthology project called Pray, Pursue, Persist. And
okay.
It is 12 women in business who share their testimonies of how they soar in business through the power of prayer and persisting in what it is that they want. So we literally are just waiting for the book to arrive in hand. We're stalking the shipping company and stalking the UPS company. Just waiting for the book to arrive, and then we're going to do a big virtual launch, since we can't do anything, you know, physically right now. We're gonna do a big virtual launch probably towards the latter part of this month. And then you'll be able to order those. So that's my most recent project. And I'm sure you'll be hearing about some other projects I'll be launching towards the latter part of this year.
Okay, I love that, because you had a group trip that was planned, right? That accompanying your book.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Well, every year I like to do at least one international trip as a connection to my business, but also to my personal life. So I like to take my family on at least one international trip every year and connect that to business. So we were supposed to do Dubai this year, but of course with COVID-19, that's a scratch, but that's okay. We're ready for next year. We'll plan it for next year. And last year we were in Paris, France, where I did my first international women's conference. The year before that I was in South Africa. The year before that I was in India, and my family, you know, my husband and my three kids, they get to travel with me and enjoy these experiences with me. So it's a beautiful journey. The journey hasn't all been easy. It ain't, you know, it's sexy now, and I tell people that all the time, but you looking at the sexy chapter 10, right?
Ooh,
The sexy chapter 10 is very different than that beginning startup chapter 1. So you got to be willing to go through your own journey, your full process, to get to your sexy part.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I thank you for your time today. Hey, let me tell you, Dr. Cheryl Wood also has been having these virtual seminars every day. It's been something. She stays top of mind, but as she's staying top of mind, she's also reminding you, like, don't stop because COVID-19 is happening. Keep leveling up in your business. So, Dr. Cheryl, how can people find you?
Yeah, you can connect with me on all the social media platforms at Cheryl Empowers. Again, that's Cheryl Empowers. I am primarily hanging out on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, but I'm on all of them. I'm on Twitter, YouTube. It's all Cheryl Empowers. And then you can also go over to my website, CherylEmpowers.com. And, you know, I'm really big on teaching women how to unleash the power of their voice and owning their story. So if you go to the website, CherylEmpowers.com, you can grab my free signature story template. Like, there should be a signature story that you tell as a part of your journey as a business yes. owner that mm-hmm. connects to your brand identity. And so that template is literally, you put your name and your email in, it'll come to you right away. You can download it and start working on it right away.
I love that. Thank you. The listening audience should love the freebies, right? And this will, any freebies that you give changes your life, right? So I appreciate the freebie. Thanks again for joining us. Thank you, listening audience, for listening to the Empowerment Journey podcast. Today has been a treat, and I feel honored that she said yes when I reached out to her to hold this interview. She always blesses my soul, and she is out there serving as a force multiplier out there. So you want to join, head on over and join the Impact Nation, grab the freebie. And where you can find me, I am found on Facebook as well as Instagram at Reaching Within. My website is www.reachingwithinempowerment.com. And you can grab a copy of my book, Overcoming Personal Challenges to Achieve Professional Success, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, Walmart, you name it. You can find it. Thank you and have an amazing day. And listeners, remain safe and healthy.